You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Well, yesterday sounded like one of those times where Hartz was cold.
Oh, yeah.
With the media, his weekly press conference out there at One Winning Drive. Ravens coming off their third consecutive win, 27-19 over the Minnesota Vikings. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. Turn it up Tuesday, Bob Andy, Vinny Serrato, quick draw. We'll hear more from him as the show rolls on. But Draymond Jones made his Ravens debut on Sunday afternoon at the Vikings. Had a couple of quarterback hits. So, John, how'd it go in his first game?
Yeah. Boy, Draymond, he did well. You know, he got all his assignments right and had all the terms right.
Great question.
It was versatile along the line. I think we talked about that possibility during the week. It was a factor, you know, physicality, quickness, knows how to play the game. You know, he added a good flavor to it.
Brought some flavor to the equation. Yeah, a little hot sauce. Put some hot sauce on that thing.
You know, jersey number 41. And he's got a good takeoff. That's what I like about him. He's got an excellent takeoff. I thought they would maybe use him more, Bob, like in the run stuff, because he really can set the edge and do that well. But that's probably coming. But like as Harb said, you know, didn't miss an assignment or anything else. So, you know, good for him for just being there for 3 days. But he had Denard Wilson, who probably very similar terminology. And it was a good addition to the group. You noticed him. Let's just say that.
Now, we heard during Nolan's update coming out of the break, John Harbaugh talking about Carl Lawson. And right now it sounds like he's healthy. He's ready to go. John wants to get him in there. But right now it's a numbers game. So Ajabo still getting snaps that we all thought that Carl Lawson was going to get, because John Harbaugh pretty much said 2 weeks ago that he was ready to go and we should have expected to see him by now.
Yeah. I was like totally shocked, you know, when he wasn't even active or they didn't even bring him up.
He's not even on the active roster yet.
Because Ajabo, Bob, had... What did I say yesterday? I think he had 10 plays. I'd rather have Lawson have the 10 plays, because Ajabo can't rush the quarterback at all anymore. You know, so the number of plays, you know, and Van Noy had 46. I mean, he's 71%. I mean, he doesn't do anything anymore. That's the issue with him. I need a little more juice from my outside. Green showing up more and more. Doing good there, but I need a little more juice from the outside. I need a little more production. I need a little more productivity from the outside.
Yeah, Cleveland quarterbacks have been sacked 26 times this year.
Yeah, and their offensive line, Bob, is not good. And you know, I mean, we heard them say that the tackles, you know, Chris Easterling, you know, the tackles have not been good, and they haven't been. You know, the guy from the Jets had 4 sacks, and he had a beautiful spin move back inside, and that's right up Mike Green's out. Mike Green needs to really have a big, big game. But what they're going to do with that quarterback, Bob, is they're going to boot him. They're going to roll him. They're going to try to move him some, you know, just to use a little bit of the mobility that he has to avoid some of those rushes. But I think they're going to – Bob, I think they're just going to keep cranking up the blitzes. That's what I think.
Now, offensively, people, a lot of our callers, texters, have been asking for Keaton Mitchell. More Keaton Mitchell. Keaton Mitchell himself was flummoxed as to why he wasn't getting any playing time. But starting to see him get incorporated a little bit more. John Harbaugh, what's up with that?
Yeah, I think more. Yeah, more. We should, and we were kind of intentional. We wanted to do more, you know, just for whatever reason, we didn't get to it. But definitely want to see more Keaton. And, you know, I think more you can mix it up. It's hard to take, I mean, you know, it's hard to take plays off Derrick Henry's plate. You know, that's a challenge. I think anybody can understand that. But mixing it up is also a good thing, too, you know, and I think all the guys understand the value of that, too. So we're going to try to find that. It's going to be game to game, probably, you know.
Sounds like Harbs wanted to see him more. And the thing is what can't happen is, you know, like when Keaton goes in and he's lined up back there in the I formation, all right, is it pitch right or pitch left? You know, and they gave him a couple ISOs, which he popped through there, you know, and then they gave him another one, same play, back to back, and they got nothing. And that's typical of the O-line, one good one, one bad one. But they need to use him more, Bob, because he's looking even faster and faster. You know, he looks faster now than he did at the beginning of the year. He looks more comfortable, more confident now. So I would, you know, and Henry's, you know, having trouble. Well, not Henry's having trouble. Your O-line's having trouble. They don't hold blocks long. So maybe give him some more opportunity and see. Because every time he touches it, I'm like, he may go. You know, so that's a good – and I would think they need to get him, you know, some passes out of the backfield type thing. Take advantage of his playmaking ability.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Speaking of playmakers, Kyle Hamilton's becoming more prominent in that regard on this Ravens defensive setting. What's going on with old number 14 there, Harbsy?
Good genes, I think, probably. Jeans. He's talented. But, you know, the other thing is he really, you know, you just got to – versatility is not just talent. You know, it's also understanding the game and also study. You know, I mean, he's got to know a lot. There's a lot he has to know and process and understand about the game plan and stuff. And I just think he kind of knows the whole defense. You know, he probably can line up in any position. We'll keep him away from nose guard. How about that?
Yeah.
Humor.
Yes, happy Harbs. But, I mean, they got a Kyle Hamilton where they want him. And to me, he did the – where he's doing now, he did a lot of that at Notre Dame, too, except he played more in the slot and stuff at Notre Dame. But he is a playmaker. And, Bob, you saw, like, some of the rush. He's, like, an extremely natural, like, dipping and getting or bending and everything. He's a natural rusher, and he has feel for how to do it. So, and he bats balls down. I mean, he's 6'4", and he's long. So, yeah, they're taking advantage of his skill set and using it to his benefit. I mean, when he was doing that 2 years ago, he's best one of the best
first
defensive
team
players.
All pro.
Yeah, one of the best defense, highest paid safety in the league. That's what they're paying for. You know, so I like what he's doing. I think the biggest question is, Bob, is can he stay healthy the whole time with being down in there all the time.
Now, Marlon Humphrey had a pick on Sunday against the Vikings, but apparently he's got a finger issue that might need to be addressed. Here's John Harbaugh addressing Marlon Humphrey.
He might need to get something done to tighten it up, which would be he could play right away, maybe the week, or it may take a week to get him back from that if he does decide to do a surgery. But it would be only a week at the most, what I was told. I don't know. I guess you could When you say a week, then I'm thinking maybe two, but maybe none. So if he decides to play with it and keep it wrapped up, then he could play in this game.
Or, Bob, if you look at it, you know, like if you're sitting 6-3, it'd be pretty obvious. Just go ahead and get it done right now. You got the Browns and you got the Jets. You know, are you really worried about any of those quarterbacks or those offenses? That would be the time. But every game's kind of a playoff-type game. So that's the dilemma that they got with him.
Yeah, you can't look past anybody.
No, absolutely not.
And if, say, he did miss a week or two, who slides into where he is right now?
It's got to be TJ Tampa. That's who it would have to be.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Talk more sports because there's plenty going on here second week of November. But we're going to count some dough. Let's turn it up Tuesday money style. Dave LaMonaco talking Maryland hoops and football with him from TerrapinTimes.com. Hear more from Nolan McGraw. Maybe take a fun house trip. Got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Vinny's Feeble Five. Who are the five worst teams in the NFL through 10 weeks? And then Jerry Palm, PalmBrackets.com. Talk college hoops and football with him. Winding down the regular season. College football, getting that playoff seating set, and college hoops just tipping off. Got Louisville, Kentucky tonight.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Matter of fact.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Adivis, Serato, Nolan McGraw. Pick a song, we'll play it loud, send request. Law support text line before we get to the many sports subjects of this day. Let's turn up the cash by ourselves.
All right, the Dow's up 353. The S&P's down 2. NASDAQ is down 124. DraftKings down 11 cents. Under Armour's up 19 cents, Bob. $4.47.
Yeah, baby.
All right, as far as our sports topics, we're going to start in the NFL today, where the Broncos, moving forward at 8-2, one of the best marks in the AFC so far, but the fashion in which they are winning being heavily criticized. They barely made it past the Raiders 10-7 last Thursday, a game where they had more penalties than first downs, multiple turnovers, and just 220 total yards. Just a week prior, they only scored 18 in a win over the Texans. The good news is their defense has been lights out pretty much all year. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Broncos' shaky offense, though, prevents them from being considered true contenders.
I'm going to sell it because you know what, Nolan? They're 8-2. So they found ways to win thus far. And I'm guessing that Sean Payton will get that offense going somehow, some way. But I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders. I think they're, you know, they can win a playoff game, but I think the offense will come back to hurt them in the end.
Over to college basketball, where writer David Cobb is celebrating the start of the new season by ranking the top 25 head coaches in the country. No Buzz Williams mentioned here, for those curious.
That son of a bitch.
But coming in at number one, Dan Hurley, followed by the rest of the top five here in this order, Kelvin Sampson, Rick Pitino, Bill Self, and Matt Painter. That rounds out your top five. The quote here, as far as Dan Hurley at number one, Cobb writes, quote, entering his eighth season at UConn, he's guided the program back from the abyss to its rightful status as a perennial power. You may not love his antics and outbursts, but Hurley is unabashedly authentic, undeniably a winner who has mastered both roster construction and in-game schematics. Bob, are you buying or selling him as still the top dog after last year's step back?
Absolutely. And remember last year during one of the games, he was beefing with the refs and he said, I'm the best coach in the business. Even he thinks that he is. But look, UConn's a blue blood program. Jim Calhoun started that ball rolling. Kevin Ollie won a national championship. And now Hurley's going back to back. They're one of the top teams in the country this year. How can you really argue with that? By the way, I was watching some of the St. John's Alabama game over the weekend. St. John's losing at home to the Crimson Tide. Entertaining game. High scoring, up 200 points combined between the two teams. But Dan Hurley, I'm buying it. Thumbs up. Yeah.
Back to the NFL, where the Lions dominated the Commanders 44-22. And as it turns out, Dan Campbell was the one behind the play calling in this one. He took over those duties from first-year OC John Morton. Says that conversation started after their loss to the Vikings a week prior. Now, the immediate results, 44 points, that speaks for itself. But let's be fair to Morton here. Under his direction, Detroit was still averaging 29 points per game. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Lions offense will average more the rest of the season with Campbell calling the plays.
I'll buy it just because, you know, what he did was he says, I know who my playmakers are and I'm getting them the ball. Jason Williams all of a sudden became a guy. You know, I think that was the complaint about their offense was you're not getting it to the playmakers. And that conversation's easy when you're the head coach and you go to the OC. You know, hey, hate to tell you, but I'm taking over the offense.
He had to butter him up after when asked about it.
He said, of course.
He's a team-first guy. He understood. He's all about it. I'm leaning on him heavy. Don't worry.
Right.
He was leaning on him
Go sit in the corner.
Yeah. He has input, apparently.
Yeah.
All right. How about Maryland tonight? Expected to bounce back as they host Alcorn State. 30-point favorites, so feel pretty good about that one. But we know how bad the three-point shooting's been, leading to even more pressure on senior big man Pharrell Payne. Pharrell Payne led them in scoring against Coppin State, had 21 in that one, then 17 against Georgetown, while Miles Rice led the team in that game with 19. Buy or sell, Bob, someone new will lead the Terps in scoring tonight.
I'm going to sell it. It'll be one of those two guys. If there's a third option, it'll be Darius Adams, who's going to get his run. They're going to have to do a better job shooting the ball from beyond the arc. I don't know if this year's team has that makeup. We were talking about it yesterday. They might be better than they were 2 years ago, where they were one of the worst teams in that category. But I'll go with Rice or Payne, but someone else will become part of said equation before it's all said and done.
Where's the love for Diggy Coit?
I like Diggy Coit, no doubt about it. And got to see Slick Watts' grandson get a little more run here, too. And Solomon Washington, he's all banged up, who's going to bring a little toughness into the front court. I mean, it's still very much a work in progress.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Well,
no doubt.
Two more tickets today. That's right. We're giving these away all week long. Two tickets to see Iron Maiden. Going to be at Jiffy Lube Live on September 11th. We're giving these away courtesy of Live Nation. A pair every single day this week. But today's winner, I need caller number 6 at 410-583-1057. Yeah, right. Caller number 6 wins today's pair of tickets to see Iron Maiden.
666, number of the beast. And if you can't plan for next September, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
You got plenty of time to get ready for that concert. But if you want to rock with Maiden, and they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the White Stripes, and their one song is, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But when we come back, speaking of Maryland, we're going to talk about that with Dave LaMonaco from TerrapinTimes.com. Basketball and football. We'll go to the Fun House with Nolan. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. Feeble Five. We're the 5 worst teams in the NFL through 10 weeks. And then Jerry Palm, college hoops and football with him. PalmBrackets.com. Let's just put it this way. His latest bowl projections, no Maryland. And his projected field of 68, no Maryland. What the hell? Has he got a problem with the Maryland around here?
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Nolan McGraw.
The Ravens are happy to be sitting at 4-5 after their third straight victory, but it wasn't a perfect afternoon in Minnesota. One area of concern came from the offense and their continued struggles to convert inside the red zone. They settled for 3 field goals in the first half before finally finding the end zone on their second drive of the third quarter.
We need to be scoring touchdowns down there. We're good enough to do it. It's a combination probably of putting our guys in the best position we can with, you know, great plays and creative things to do. You got to run the ball in the red zone. That's really important. And then you got to do things right down there and find a way to get open.
There's John Harbaugh on the offensive shortcomings. Baltimore has converted just 50% of their red zone trips into a touchdown this season, which is the 6th worst rate in the league. And later tonight in College Park, Buzz Williams and the Terps will return to the court for a matchup against Alcorn State. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan gets rolling at 6, followed by tip-off at 7. This Fan Flash is sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, you could get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon. Schedule your quote right now at windownation.com. From the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center, partly cloudy and windy, highs around 40. I'm Nolan McGraw, Terps, O's, and your home for the most Ravens coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Bob Haney.
Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
As you heard during Nolan's update, Terps tonight at home taking on Alcorn State. Alcorn 0-3, Maryland 1-1, losing to Georgetown this past Friday. 11-0 run start the game, and kind of the difference. Maryland had two stretches where Georgetown extended. Terps couldn't fight themselves back into the game. They had a hard time putting the ball in the basket. Joining us now to talk about Maryland. Still too early to get any absolutes, but you got Alcorn, and then you have Marquette coming up later in the week, and then Mike Loxley's football team. They've lost five in a row. Big underdogs at Champaign, taking on Illinois, 15.5-point dogs as well. Here to talk about both subjects, recruiting for both sports. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline from TerrapinTimes.com. Dave LaMonaco. Dave, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing all right. And Dave, we'll start with basketball first on the men's side. And looking back to Friday night's game past, the gold rush down at the Xfinity Center, Terps had a hard time putting the ball in the hoop. 19% from beyond the arc, what, like 25% from the floor. They have been hitting their free throws, and they get to the line a lot. 80-plus percent against the Hoyas. But as we look at a team, and we have Buzz Williams on yesterday, and he's still trying to find that magic formula. But are we going to see a team that might not be as bad as they were 2 years ago shooting from the perimeter, but certainly not going to approach the Crab 5 level of perimeter firepower here?
Yeah, well, this is kind of what we said in the preseason, right? They were going to have to win games like 50-48. I think I kept saying that. Yeah, it's not going to be too pretty. Coit's been able to shoot a little bit, which is that's been a little bit of a surprise. But yeah, the rest of the guys have got to find their shooting strike. You hope that Darius Adams, the freshman, can sort of step up and start to hit some of those as he gets more comfortable. But yeah, right now you're looking for shooters and you're looking for ways to generate points besides, drawing contact and getting to the free throw line, which is good. It's good that they're able to do that, but you got to be able to generate points in other ways besides just getting the line.
Now, John Harbaugh would rather talk injuries than Buzz Williams, it seems, with their respective teams. But Miles Rice is back, didn't start on Friday against the Hoyas. Should we expect to see, we're still waiting on Solomon to get himself back into the mix, but are we starting to see maybe what the rotations are going to be like moving forward here? As Marquette looms, then conference play will be here before you know it, as Buzz is just looking to find some sort of chemistry within the squad right now.
Right. And that's what a lot of, especially for a team that has 15 new guys, it's going to take a little while for these guys to develop chemistry. It doesn't help that Solomon Washington's out, probably will be for another month plus, just with that foot injury that he has there. But Miles Rice, I don't know how many Terps fans remember him playing at Indiana, but he did have some, he wasn't the smoothest ball handler out there. So he's going to have to sort of improve that a little bit, because he's going to have to be your primary ball handler along with Coit. You don't want Darius Adams doing that, which they've had him. He's more of a natural two. So you want him there. You hope that Rice can sort of pick it up, not have four turnovers like he did against Georgetown. And Coit's going to have to play more than even I originally thought, just because he's probably the best ball handler on the team right now. So you're sort of seeing Coit and Rice are probably going to be sharing time at the point. And then, you've got Adams, Mills rotating through at that second spot. And then obviously Payne, Saunders underneath. And then some of the other guys coming in behind them, like Turkson and some of the deeper backups.
Now, Dave,
Watts, kind of like that.
Yeah, Dave, yeah. Before we transition into football here, Guillermo Del Pino, and I know he had a great summer, helping, his team win some European stuff over there. But, boy, needs to get in the weight room. And at Georgetown, you could tell it's like man versus boys, the limited minutes he was out there. How's this going to play out for him his freshman season? As the games start to progress, will his minutes decrease? Because he barely played after the opening tick last Friday.
As well, he should not have.
he got.
I honestly can't believe that they burned that guy's shirt. Maybe if Washington was healthy, they wouldn't have. I could have sworn they would have redshirted him this year. He's not ready. I mean, he did some good things over in Europe, and he's got some potential, but he needs a year to get in the weight room and to get ready for this level. I think maybe Buzz was rewarding him for the work he put in practice. That's why he started against Georgetown, but he was clearly overmatched. And that was a good job by Georgetown, quickly identifying the weak spot and going right at him. He only played 2 minutes, and, you know, he'll probably play against Alcorn State tonight. He'll probably play against a couple more of the Patsy teams. But high majors, he's probably – you're not going to see him in the rotation, I don't think.
Dave, what was your opinion of the Rutgers game?
Oh, what was yours, Dave?
I had a delay button earlier on one of my comments.
Yeah. It was embarrassing. What more can you say? I mean, this program has come off the rails. It really has. Now, Loxley just had his press conference, you know, keeps saying the right things. Somebody flat out asked him, should he still be the head coach of the University of Maryland? He says yes. They asked him why, and he just looked flustered and was like, well, I'm the head coach of the University of Maryland. It's just there's not too much more I can say about it. Fans know. Everyone sort of knows. Jim Smith knows. The athletic director. It's just, can they afford the buyout? Can they get this thing done? Because it's right. The kids are still playing hard for them. That's great and all. But at the end of the day, you need to have some results. And they're just not getting it. I mean, you can't lose to a team like Rutgers, which has no NIL money. Their program's basically like as mediocre as it gets. And then you go out there and lose by 2 touchdowns, and it should have been more. With the mental mistakes they made, it was literally embarrassing. It was kind of embarrassing to be a Maryland fan, to tell you the truth.
Dave, what is the buyout? Because more than likely, I mean, Illinois is real good at home. Michigan's won 3 in a row, and then they got Michigan State in at Detroit at the Lions Stadium. So there's a good chance that they could finish out losing 8 in a row.
Yep. Just like, did they lose 8 in a row last year or 7 of 8 or something like that? So, yeah, nothing's really changed. Now, Loxley will keep saying, you know, you got 64 new players, but, you know, other programs have figured it out, and it's always something new every year that it's last year the offensive line's not working. Then you got, you know, freshman quarterback and new players this year. It's always going to be something that's their downfall. And the one factor that remains is that they haven't been able to figure it out, and other programs have. And after 7 years, they're looking like there's got to be a change here. So, yeah, if they win one more, maybe they can beat Michigan State, which is sort of falling on hard times up in Detroit. Maybe they can scratch that one out. You know, whoop-de-doo, you get the 5 wins. and it's not, I mean, if you want to call that progress, getting the 4 or 5 wins, I mean, I don't know what planet you're living on. It's definitely not a Division I college football. So
what's the buyout, Dave?
13.5.
13.
No. Yeah.
Now, how difficult, you know, does that seem like, because all these other places, Auburn, you know, Florida, all these other places, you know, that hasn't been an issue. How big an issue is $13 million going to be to buy him out?
They're going to have to get creative if they're going to have to either work it out something where they can pay it over several years or something like that, because, you know, Kevin Plank's not giving them that money. Barry Gossett's not giving them that money, the boosters, for that kind of thing. They don't have the amount of, unless somebody steps up, unless some booster that we don't know about steps up and can contribute to that, it's going to be hard to do. Now, there's been a lot of clamoring. A lot of boosters are angry. We'll see if someone steps up and gets it done. But right now, the main guys that typically give money, we've heard, are not giving money. So it's harder than it is at like a Penn State, where you've got a ton of guys that are like, okay, we're done with this.
Adidas did that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But Maryland doesn't have that luxury. 13.5 is really not that much in the grand scheme, but it's Maryland. So that's sort of what we're looking at right now, is if they can figure out a way to maybe be creative with it, work out some sort of payment plan. Maybe they could do it, but we'll see. There's a lot of clamoring with Jim Smith right now. A lot of boosters are calling him not happy, and we'll see if something gets done.
He wasn't the one that asked that question to Loxie about why are you the football coach, was he? Tim Smith, by the way. He's Dave LaMonaco from TerrapinTimes.com. Dave, what's happening on the website? You know, recruiting's always fun. I know Zion Ely posted on InstaFace him in three different uniforms, and I know Baba Booey's going to commit basketball-wise. Doesn't look like it's Maryland, as it could be Arkansas or another Nike school. But other than that, what's happening at TerrapinTimes.com?
Yeah. Yeah, you pretty much hit it. Yeah. The five-star recruit, Baba Oladutin, I think that's how you say it, from Arkansas. He's probably going to – or not from Arkansas, but he's probably going to go to Arkansas, the small forward, five-star guy, looking like a Calipari kid, maybe Kentucky and Maryland sort of sitting in third or fourth place there. They're just not – they just don't have the Nike money. They're an Under Armour school. The kid's a Nike kid. So probably going to end up at one of those places. And then, you know, Zion Ely, we'll see. The kid's been – all over the place. Our guess from the beginning was that he would end up elsewhere. If he goes to South Carolina, so be it. Maryland football's got bigger problems than worrying about one five-star defensive end. But beyond that, there's really not too much going on in recruiting. Maybe football will get one or two more three-star guys or something like that. There's a couple percolating around, like LeVar Keys, things like that. But I haven't heard anything major earth-shattering.
He's Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. Dave, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
There's Dave. A lot of positivity coming out of College Park on this Turn It Up Tuesday.
Just kind of like the AFC North.
That's right. We'll come back, catch up with Nolan McGraw. He's nothing but sunshine and rainbows. You don't want to miss that. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Feeble Five, we're the five worst teams in the National Football League through 10 weeks. And then Jerry Palm, talk college hoops, national, and, of course, college football. As, you know, Ohio State, it's theirs to lose, but did Fernando win the Heisman Trophy at Happy Valley last week, but it was a big road win for the Eagles and second straight home loss for Green Bay. Where's the Packers offense? We'll get into that. Joe Burrow spoke with the media, going to hear from him and some other things coming out of one winning drive, as we'll hear more from John Harbaugh. Got the Feeble Five coming up at 1:15, and then we'll talk college hoops and football with Jerry Palm from palmbrackets.com as we celebrate Veterans Day, paying tribute to all of those who have served. And we certainly appreciate all of your selflessness, giving us an opportunity to sit here in a free country and babble on about sports. Nolan, what's going on in your world over there on the other side of the glass?
Well, it's a good time to remind people, yesterday, a new endeavor for 105.7 The Fan, a new endeavor for Vinny and Haney. We're live on YouTube. We're also live today. We're going to be live from here on out.
Oh, wow.
So if you want another outlet to stream the show on, if you want to watch the show, not just listen to the show, head over to YouTube. 105.7 The Fan Baltimore is the name of the page. It'll pop right up. You'll see us live. Every show will be live. Morning show was this morning. Afternoon show after us. Hop in the live chat there. It's another way to text in, if you will. If you don't want to text the 410-583-1057, you hop in the chat. I'm reading it. They'll keep it clean somewhat.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are eyes on it.
I'm
but you know
sure
what?
That's nice and calm.
It's
and
been
relaxed.
Cordial. It's been cordial so far. We got good fans here. So, yeah, check out the stream from here on out. It's a good resource. So, we'll be doing that. And as far as this Maryland stuff, I just feel like it's a big, more so the football and the Loxley and the buyout and all that. Big test here for Jim Smith. If you want to call it a test, a crossroads, whatever terminology you want to use, it doesn't matter. But this is the first time in his tenure as athletic director that he's actually going to be challenged here. And I'm sure that when he interviewed, it was probably discussed, the football team, after the disappointment last year. You probably take a pretty in-depth look at coaching contracts, not just Loxley, all of them. You want to familiarize yourself with the situation, what a buyout number would look like year after year, what's the structure of the contract. So I'm sure he's had plenty of time to think about what options he has at his disposal here. The fans are calling for it. It's starting to get ugly. LaMonaco says that the team's still playing hard for him, but that feels like it's the last thread. And in these next 3 weeks, with how ugly it's gotten here, especially Rutgers, if they pack it in, if they start to look disinterested, if that last remaining shred of hope was them actually playing for him or playing hard, and that goes out the window, I don't know what you have left. Yeah. I think the writing's on the wall here. I think it's coming. You know, when the buyout decreases.
If you're not going to buy him out and he's in the last year of his deal, why go into a season in 26 with a lame duck head coach?
Well, it's the stupidest thing in the world, Bob, especially in today's environment where it's all about portal and everything's 1 year. And you know, you're counting on, and we had Jim Smith, we'll outbid anybody for our players, you know. So what's Malik going to, what are all these freshmen going to do? You know, they're going to bolt.
Yep.
And everybody's going to be offered them big bucks. And then whoever your new coach is going to come in, he's going to come in like Buzz Williams did with nobody.
Yep, and he's going to have to build from the portal and, you know, bring someone with whatever school he's leaving, like Cignetti did at Indiana last year with the JMU guys. And again, we like Mike Locksley. But if you look at his head coaching record going back to when he was at New Mexico, it just is not good enough. And I don't want to hear the three straight bowl wins. I mean, it's never been accomplished in Maryland history. Got that. But yesterday was the 41st anniversary of Maryland coming from 31 down to beat Miami. 31-0 at the Orange Bowl, Miami at the time, defending national champs. You know what that Maryland team did? They won the ACC championship and beat Tennessee in the Sun Bowl. First of what, three straight AFC championships for Bobby Ross. Jerry Claiborne was winning multiple conference titles. Ralph Friedgen won two Coach of the Year, one National Coach of the Year, won the ACC championship, blew out Tennessee in the Peach Bowl. They were blowing out West Virginia in the Gator Bowl. Maryland's not even sniffing that level of bowl game. And you went three in a row against, okay, you beat NC State. Half their team didn't play. Auburn the year before that. I mean, the bowl situation is different than it was 20 years ago, much less back in the 80s and in the 70s when, you know, the Gator Bowl would have 60,000 people in there to watch a game that had zero bearing on the national championship. It was just a bowl game. It was a big event. It was on national TV. Now it's like with corporate sponsorships and the 45 bowls or whatever it is. I mean, Maryland could go 5-7. Still not be bowl eligible, but another team might just tap out. Maryland might get a bowl just because there's not enough teams to play in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Maryland will have enough players to play in if they did.
Yeah, right. But my point is, talking about three straight bowl wins had never been done before. Technically, no, it hasn't. But Maryland was playing in a much higher tax bracket than these bowl games that they've been playing in here lately.
So I guess the next thought then is whenever the new coach or the process starts to hire a new coach, we talk about Maryland basketball, attractive job, right? The opportunity to resurrect the program and get it back to where it was in the early 2000s, late 90s. Football, can't really say the same. There is history, as Bob mentioned, but it's so far removed from it that I don't know if people even, and it was ACC days, I think that has something to do with it as well. To me, in my opinion, I think it's a pretty low bar that if I was a coach, it's probably going to have to be someone from a smaller school, a rising coach, I would imagine.
No doubt.
You know, the Big Ten provides good opportunity. There's that. You get to play the big boys, so you always have a shot to take someone down.
But, good area. Your school's in a good area to recruit.
Right. But I think, like, again, people don't want to hear about, you know, low-tier bowl game every year. But for where Maryland is as a program, if they were there every single year – and they won the bowl game every year. I mean, I think I'll speak for myself. That's enough for me. Not everyone agrees. But I think a majority of this fan base, people that support Maryland, if Maryland was in a bowl game every single year, even if it was a low tier one, and they're winning three out of every four they play, don't embarrass the program, don't have sanctions or anything like that, and continue to produce NFL talent at the rate they already have, which is pretty good, that's enough. Let basketball and let those women's and men's basketball carry the weight. Right, I'm not breaking any news here. Football can be good every once in a while. But as long if they like let's say Maryland made a bowl game last year, low tier one again, this four in a row. They're on pace for another low tier one this year. Is anyone talking about Locksley's job security? People would still be upset, obviously, but there wouldn't be massive cries like chants at games to fire this guy.
Well, we look at Indiana. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Maryland's football history is Alabama's compared to Indiana's.
Yep.
Well, maybe it's time to acknowledge that Cignetti's like
who is just down the road at JMU.
But I'm saying,
yeah, I hear what you're saying. He's a next level guy.
Yeah.
But you know, you can find a dude that can, with the landscape of college football the way that it is, you're not in your divisions anymore. I mean, Maryland's schedule, relatively speaking, was easy enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, next year you're gonna Oregon next year, Penn State,
Ohio
right?
State.
Ohio State. It's,
well, if you got any juice at all as a candidate, the first question you're gonna ask Jim Smith is, how much money do you have available? If you don't have money to compete in the Big Ten, how am I supposed to compete when I don't have the money? It's not a good job. And you know what it is? It's a stepping stone job. It's for a young guy or something to come. And you know what? You win 7 or 8 games, bam, you're out. And mm-hmm. then you're getting a new guy.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, NFL lunch, switch it to the pro pigskin. Talk about last night's game, Philadelphia against Green Bay. Joe Burrow's back in practice, whatever that means. Moving forward, Feeble Five. Who are the 5 worst teams in the NFL? And Jerry Palm. He's based in the Big Ten countries out there, Purdue land, from palmbrackets.com. Talk college hoops with him and college football. You know, Indiana coming out of the ashes. Now, Penix had some good years with them before he transferred out to Washington.
Yep.
And I think he got hurt against Maryland
ACL,
one of those years. But we'll get to Jerry Palm's thoughts on college football the way it is set up right now. And can a school like Maryland ever really, at least on a 1 or 2 off situation, make a run at something?
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.